But last week, and I was with them when the terremoto, the earthquake came, and we chanted together. So chapter 6 of the Bhagavad Gita is entitled Dhyana Yoga. This is the chapter that Krishna summarizes the yoga system. You said verse 34? All right. So let's do check that verse. Very good. And there are some books on the shelf if you want to follow along. That would be very, very good. And we'll begin with the introductory prayers that are found on page 1 of the Bhagavad Gita. We can all follow along. We can do this together rather than responsively. We can chant together. Om Ajnana Timurandasya Jnananjana Shlakaya Chakshun Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Mano Vishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swa Padantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yutta Padakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sagana Lalita Sri Vishakhan Vitangsta He Krishna Karana Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpati Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalvatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Yayevacha Patitanam Pavanevyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Everybody Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Very good.
So I'm going to say Hari Bol to the devotees online. We have Dilip Bhai in Pacifica, Hare Krishna. Kalindi, Hari Bol Kalindi. And then we also have Anandini Radha. And from Norway, we have Jarl, all the way from Norway, so that's very good. So we're studying chapter 6 of the Bhagavad Gita. Oh, you picked a very good verse. Very good verse. Text number 34. Prabhu.
If you could be so kind, may Krishna bless you. Jai.
All right. Please repeat. Chanchalam hi mana Krishna pramati balavad dridham tasyaham nigraham manye Vayor eva sudushkaram. The devotees that I dedicated the class to, they're listening, and for them it's 2 o'clock in the morning. So that's why it's a special sacrifice they're doing. Okay, so now we do line by line. Chanchalang himanak Krishna. Everyone can do. Let's try it again. Chanchalam hi mana Krishna. Pramati balavad dridham. Tasyaham nigraham manye. Vayor eva sudushkaram. We'll do it 2 more times, please. Chanchalang himana Krishna. Pramati balavad dridham. Tasyahang nigrahang manye. Vayor eva sudushkaram. 1 more time. Chanchalam himana Krishna. Pramati balavad dridham. Tasyaham nigraham manye. Vayor eva sudushkaram. So now we'll do the synonyms given to us by Srila Prabhupada. Chanchalam, flickering. Whenever I see this word flickering, then I always meditate on a candle in the wind. The candle in the wind does not burn steady, it flickers. Next word, he, certainly. Mana, mind. So this chapter began with a few verses, Krishna talking about the mind, how the mind can be your best friend or your worst enemy. And we all experience this. It doesn't matter what religion you belong to, you still have to deal with your mind. It doesn't matter if you're young or old, or man or woman. This is a universal concept, that if your mind is uncontrolled, then it's your worst enemy. And if you have your mind under control, then it's your best friend. And we learn very quickly from Lord Chaitanya, the way to control the mind is to loudly chant, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. That is the surest way to control the mind. When I was in Santiago last week, and the earthquake came at 4 o'clock in the morning, I rolled out of bed, and simultaneously I was loudly chanting, because that's the only thing. My mind could have been doing so many things, so much fear, anxiety. But somehow or other, I grabbed my beads off the shelf, sat down, and began chanting. So this chanting, Krishna's holy name, controls the mind. Next word, Krishna. O Krishna, pramati, agitating. So far, we have had two adjectives for the mind, chanchalam, flickering, and pramati, agitating. Next word, balavat, strong. So you notice the word is broken out into two, right? Bala and then vat. Because vat means possessor, like Bhagavan, right? Bhagavan. Someone who's possessing opulence. So balavat, strength. It's like Balaram. He is all powerful. So here is another word, balavat. Very strong. The mind is flickering, the mind is agitating, and the mind is strong. Later, in chapter 10, when Krishna is explaining his vibhutis, he says, of the senses, I am the mind. This is the most important. And in yoga, doesn't matter what yoga you do, all the yoga systems have one thing in common: control the mind. Without control of the mind, you cannot do Hatha yoga, Raja yoga, Kriya yoga, whatever the yoga. First order of business, control the mind. Next word, dridham, obstinate. So just see all these adjectives for the mind: flickering, agitating, strong, and obstinate. Just like these are your two children. Can they be obstinate sometimes? Or are they always obedient? You would know. Generally, anyone, you had your daughter, was she obstinate sometimes? Very good. Generally, it's the case that at times, even Krishna was very obstinate when he broke the butter pot and was causing so much nonsense. Okay, next word. Tasya, it, aham, I. So you will also go through that with your child. Obstinate. Good luck. Good luck. Okay, next word. Nigraham, subduing. Manye, think. Vayo, of the wind. Iva like su dushkaram difficult. So this is Arjuna addressing Krishna. The context is that Arjuna has just heard from Krishna the synopsis of the yoga system. In this Bhagavad Gita, Krishna just gives a very short synopsis of the yoga system. So after hearing all this, here is Arjuna's response. Please repeat. For the mind is restless, turbulent, obstinate, and very strong, O Krishna. And to subdue it, I think, is more difficult than controlling the wind. Now let's go back to the beginning of the Bhagavad Gita. What was Arjuna's mental state in chapter 1 and the beginning of chapter 2? Right, it was just like this. He asked Krishna to take him to the front of the army so he could see, and this is what happened to his mind. He became overwhelmed. He became so overwhelmed with his mind that he dropped his bow and told Krishna, I shall not fight. So his mind was so disturbed that in chapter 2 he said, Krishna, I am confused. I don't know what to do, and this is the crucial point. This is day one of the war. This is no time, but my mind is reeling. He was unable to control his mind. But Arjuna at least surrendered to Krishna and said, please, tell me what is best for me. Tell me for certain what is best for me. So Arjuna here is describing how the mind can be at some point. And he gives a very nice analogy. You've seen on television or in movies the whirlwind, cyclone, the hurricane. Can you control? It's too powerful. It's way beyond what you can do. We had that a few years ago. Hurricane Katrina. How much damage it caused. And in Florida, regularly they get hurricanes. And last year, I visited one Indian family in Oklahoma City. And there they have tornadoes. And we had to do a housewarming ceremony. Somebody had just built a brand new $1 million home. And so when we got there, they were telling us, oh yes, this area is called Tornado Row. And I said, what does that mean? It says, oh, this area is known that the tornadoes come. So I was thinking, you just built a multi-million-dollar home in a place where you know you're going to get a tornado. So they showed me one special room. It's made out of iron. It's a little like closet. No bigger than that. And it's deep into the ground, and it's iron. And they said that if there's a tornado, then the whole family goes in there. The whole house may fly away, but that iron little cubicle will remain. So Arjuna is saying that the mind, trying to control the mind, is like trying to grab a hurricane and stopping it. Right? When I was a little child, I would always see the Wizard of Oz and how the tornado came. So that's the mind. That is the uncontrolled mind. Just like that, Arjuna is giving us nice meditation. Sometimes people ask, oh, don't you do meditation? Yes, we're constantly doing meditation. Everything we see reminds us of something in the philosophy. When you become more Krishna conscious, you may see something and immediately you will tie it in to something having to do with Krishna. You won't see it like anybody else sees it. Everyone else will see the event. That's like Prabhupada gives the example. A beautiful flower. An ordinary person sees a beautiful flower and says, oh, let me take that flower and give it to my girlfriend, Lola. Right? But a devotee sees that same flower and thinks, oh, how great Krishna is. He made this beautiful flower. And the devotee thinks, let me take this flower and offer it to my love, Krishna. So the devotee, another example, when Prabhupada was householder during World War II, there were some bombings in Calcutta. So Prabhupada's friend came, Abhai, the sirens have blown, you should go for shelter. Prabhupada said, no, my wife has made some kachoris, I'm going to eat them. So then the devotees asked Prabhupada, when the bombs were dropping, what were you thinking? Prabhupada said, I was thinking that this is the universal form of Krishna. So the point being that when you are a devotee, everything that happens, you see in terms of somehow it's connected to Krishna. If bad things happen, how does the devotee take it? It's a blessing in disguise. During the earthquake, right? Because of the earthquake, for me, it was a wake-up call from Krishna that now it's time to get serious. And for the whole rest of the time, because after an earthquake, your nerves are shot. And one little sound, Hare Krishna, you're so on edge. So even though you're brushing your teeth, you're thinking at any second. So you're Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna. Your sense of urgency to surrender to Krishna becomes very much heightened. So it's a blessing. And still, here it is, some days left afterwards, still I'm thinking that, as my wife said, LA is next on the list. So it's coming to a theater near you, and you won't need 3D glasses. You will be in 3D. So you have to be, I was thinking, I have to be ready. I have to be ready by always ready to call out, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. All right? Let us go now to Prabhupada's purport to this verse. Purport. The mind is so strong and obstinate that it sometimes overcomes the intelligence. although the mind is supposed to be subservient to the intelligence. That we learned in chapter 3. Krishna gave the hierarchy that above the sense objects are the senses. Higher than the senses is the mind. Higher than the mind is the intelligence. And higher than the intelligence is the soul. And higher than the soul is super soul. And higher than the super soul,
Krishna.
Krishna. Yes. The hierarchy. So, that we should have already understood. But Prabhupada is saying, this mind is so strong that it sometimes overcomes. For a man in the practical world who has to fight so many opposing elements, it is certainly very difficult to control the mind. Artificially, one may establish a mental equilibrium toward both friend and enemy, but ultimately no worldly man can do so, for this is more difficult than controlling the raging wind. And we've all had experience in our lives that sometimes it happens. Even your best friend one day stabs you in the back and becomes your enemy. We experience this especially in that wonderful period known as puberty, when there's competition for illicit sex. And we see it, girls, they had that cat fight, each one fighting for the football star. Sometimes there's big fights, and it happens. And it's all because of the mind. That's all. Because of the mind. In the Vedic literature, Katha Upanishad, it is stated, Atmanam ratinam vidhi shariram ratam evacha buddhim tu saratim vidhi manak pragraham evacha indriyani hayan hahur vishayans te shugocharan Atmendriya mano yuktam bhokyahu ramanishina. The individual is the passenger in the car of the material body, and intelligence is the driver. Mind is the driving instrument, and the senses are the horses. The self is thus the enjoyer or sufferer in the association of the mind and senses. So it is understood by great thinkers. So in our Bhagavad Gita museum, have you seen our Bhagavad Gita museum? Oh, you have to go. Because this verse is one of the exhibits. Just what we just read is one of the exhibits. And when you see it, it'll make a lasting, deep impression on your heart. So, do you know who is Manabu? Have you met Manabu? Okay, there's a devotee who runs that museum. You know where it is? It's right out here. Okay? So one of these days, go through that. You'll be ecstatic. At least once a year, I gotta go to that museum. So let's make that a point. It's on the tape now. See how Krishna works? See how Krishna works? Confirmed. Krishna works in mysterious ways. Let us continue. Intelligence is supposed to direct the mind and senses. But the mind is so strong and obstinate that it often overcomes even one's own intelligence, as an acute infection may surpass the efficacy of medicine. Yes, we see this a lot. Sometimes we know what we're supposed to do, but because of the mind, We don't do it. We know that what we're doing is wrong. We know exactly this is the wrong thing. I can't help myself. In the Christian world, they have this: the soul is willing, but the flesh is weak. I know I'm not supposed to, but yes, we all had that experience. Such a strong mind is supposed to be controlled by the practice of yoga, but such practice is never practical for a worldly person like Arjuna. And what can we say of modern man? The simile used here is appropriate. One cannot capture the blowing wind. Although Mr. Dillon says that's where the answer is. But I never heard the answer in the wind. The answer came from Prabhupada in the Bhagavad Gita. So I think he needs to rewrite that song. The answer is in the Bhagavatam. Actually, I did a version of that long time ago. The answer, my friend, is in the Bhagavatam. The answer is in the Bhagavatam. There's even one chapter in the Bhagavatam. Bhagavatam is the answer to all questions. So Mr. Dillon, if you're listening, come see me. I'll give you the better words for your song. I don't think he's listening. Maybe, you never know. Hari Bol Bob. And it is even more difficult to capture the turbulent mind. Ah, here comes my favorite sentence. Listen to this, boys and girls. The easiest way to control the mind, as suggested by Lord Chaitanya, is chanting Hare Krishna, the great mantra for deliverance in all humility. There it is. One sentence solves the whole thing. One sentence. That's why Prabhupada used to say, if they read one line of my books, they can be delivered. Just that one line. The method prescribed is Savaimana Krishna Padaravindayo. That Sanskrit phrase, it comes from the description of Maharaj Ambarish. He did all the 9 items of devotional service. And this section that's referring to talks about, first of all, he would fix his mind on Krishna. Then he would use his hands to serve Krishna. He would use his legs to go to the temple. He would use his eyes to see the deity. He would use his nose to smell the incense and flower. So all of his senses were used in Krishna consciousness. That's Maharaj Ambarish. Excellent example of a pure devotee. But the first thing, Savaimana Krishna Padaravindayo. First thing, fix the mind. That's why. The first thing you do when you get up, Hare Krishna. As soon as you get out of bed, either you chant Hare Krishna or you say the names of the deities. Jai Rukmini Dwarkadish, Jai Gornitai, Jai Jagannath. When the earthquake came, I was sleeping. It was 4 o'clock in the morning. Krishna said, it was my wake-up call. Good morning, Nirantara. Hare Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. Krishna works in mysterious ways. One must engage one's mind fully in Krishna. Only then will there remain no other engagements to agitate the mind. So that's it. Krishna consciousness. We have to be engaged. Okay, there's a message here. Please, a prayer for Gaurachandra Prabhu, who just left his body yesterday. He was a very enthusiastic devotee of the Lord. always finding similarities in Aztec culture and Vedic culture. Please, let's help him to find his way to Krishna. We can do that. We can sing for Gaurachandra Prabhu. Let us sing the Nisringa prayers for Gaurachandra. In a second. Wait a second. In a second. Okay. Namaste Narasinghaya. Namaste Narasinghaya. Prahlad Halad Dayani. Hiranya Kashi Purvakshaha. Shiratanka Nakalaye. Ito Nisringa Parato Nisringa. Yato Yato Yamita Tona Sringa. Vahi Nisringa Vidae Nisringa. Nisringham Adim Sharanam Prapadye. Namaste Narasinghaya. Namaste Narasinghaya. Tavakara Kamalavari Nakam Adbhuta Sringam. Dalita Hiranyakashipu Chanubringam. Keshava Drita Narahari Rupa Jajagadisha Hare. Jajagadisha Hare. Jajagadisha Hare. Keshavadvita Narahari Rupa Jayagadisha Hare. Jayagadisha Hare. Jayagadisha Hare. Jaya Jagadish, Jaya Jagadish, Jaya Jagadisha Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Thank you, Mahanta Das, for joining us. That's so nice of you. You look very effulgent. How is your Krishna consciousness these days? They're getting ready for Rath Yatra in Panama. So they're starting to get fired up just like you do every year. Mahanta told me many years ago that when Rath Yatra time comes, he gets totally absorbed. He gets into samadhi because he has so much service to do. And it's the best time of the year for him. Is my right? Yes. So in tonight's verse, Arjuna was explaining to Krishna, and also in the previous verse, why he rejected the yoga system. Krishna had explained the yoga system, but Arjuna said, no, I don't see how it's possible. But if you look at what Krishna says in response, Krishna, first of all, agrees with Arjuna and says, yes, I agree with you that the mind is like that, obstinate, turbulent. Krishna says, I agree, but it can be controlled. He doesn't let him off the hook. He doesn't say, you're right, so why bother? No. Krishna says, yes, it's difficult, but it can be controlled. And that is what Lord Chaitanya begins his Shikshastakam. Very first thing, Cheto Darpana Marjana. Yes, first order of business, cleanse the mirror of the mind. Just like anyone who's done spring cleaning, you don't realize how dirty your apartment is until you start cleaning it. Where you move the couch, oh my God, there's a whole matrix behind the couch, a whole world. Oh, there was that quarter I lost. Once you start cleaning, then you realize how dirty. So sometimes the question comes from devotees, that Prabhu, before I started chanting, I thought I was okay. But now I got this. Like, yes, that's okay. Because you're now starting to pay attention and starting to see how dirty this mind is, this heart is. But Lord Chaitanya has given us Mr. Clean. When I was a young boy, there was always these commercials, Mr. Clean. And he had a shaved head, by the way. Mr. Clean had a shaved head. So it was sort of like Krishna was like, in the future, you're also going to have a shaved head. And you're going to be Mr. Clean. So Mr. Clean, that's Krishna. Krishna in your heart cleanses all the material desires, but we have to make the effort by hearing and chanting. Lord Chaitanya says, first thing, cleanse the mirror of the mind. Every day, first thing, hearing and chanting. It's so essential. It's so basic, fundamental. Lord Chaitanya stresses, don't talk about the other items of devotional service, not until you've done hearing and chanting. And Prabhupada writes, yes, we do deity worship, but before, there has to be kirtan. During, there has to be kirtan. And after, there has to be kirtan. So this hearing and chanting, there is no substitute. Hare Nama Eva Kevalam. We must never forget. We must always remember our movement is the movement of hearing and chanting. There's no other movement. Everything that's going on in this movement is based on hearing and chanting. This movement, how did Prabhupada start this movement? Sitting underneath the tree with kartals, chanting. Hearing and chanting. How did the devotees get inspired to go out and open temples? Because they heard from Prabhupada. Prabhupada was hearing and chanting. They were hearing. They were chanting. They decided, we will open a temple here. We will go here. They became enthused. They became enlivened simply by hearing and chanting. We have the facility to always be enlivened by keeping constant contact with Krishna's holy name. My favorite story, Madhuvis and the devotees in Australia, they got arrested. They were put in jail for chanting. So they wrote to Prabhupada, Prabhupada, you told us to chant. We're in jail. Prabhupada wrote back, what are you lamenting? Chant in the jail. They chanted in the jail. They let him go. I have personal experience. 1976. I was with another devotee. His nickname was Mr. Tambourine Man. He was like a roly-poly young Jewish kid. Glasses. He had many Jewish idiosyncrasies. Lovable, very lovable character. Lovable. And when he joined the temple in Miami, he'd be in the kirtan like this. So he got initiated, and I was with him, and we were in South Bend, Indiana, home of Notre Dame. So it was the evening time. So I dropped him off at the Kmart to distribute books. And I went to some other place. And we were to meet at 9 o'clock. So it's 9 o'clock. I came with the van. I'm looking, where is Raghunath? His name was Raghunath Puri. I circled once. I circled twice. I said, maybe three times. And the parking lot was now empty. No sign of Raghunath Puri. I said, there's only one place he can be. So I found out where is the police station. And there is the policeman at the desk, very stern. And it's above me. So I'm, officer, did you arrest somebody? Hey! All right. Take your friend. And we won't press charges. Ever since we picked that guy up, he hasn't stopped chanting. He's driving us nuts. Take him and don't come back. Yes, officer. So you would have to see him, because I could just picture him in the police car. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. And he would probably have chanted as they were booking him in the police car. In the jail, and that policeman was saying, just take him and don't come back. The power of the Maha Mantra. Another one of my favorite stories. Do you remember Radha Balava? He used to be in charge of the BBT. So Radha Balava was in New York temple, and the temple president one Saturday said, everybody is going on Sankirtan. Remember Gopijana Balava in Brooklyn? Henry Street Temple. So only one pujari stayed back. The whole temple was on the subways. We took over the New York City subways. Everywhere you looked, there was a devotee on the subways. The A train, the F train, the E train, the D train. Everywhere you look, Haribol Prabhu! And you take a train, Haribol Prabhu! So, Radha Balava got arrested. So the police are walking him to the where they're going to put him. And Radha Ballabha starts reciting the Damodar prayers out loud. And he's, you know, he's calmly walking with the policeman. And he says that one line, Bimba fruit. You know, in the Damodar prayers, where Krishna's Yashoda's kisses are like red like Bimba fruit. So he says, Bimba fruit. The police says, Bimba fruit? Get out of here. Didn't arrest him. So now whenever I think, if I get arrested by a cop, Bimba fruit. So there is so much potency, power in this. And you've heard me say so many times my story. My first day on Sankirtan with my friend, Satrajit Das. So we're at 34th Street Station. All of a sudden, there's this very sharp thing in my back, either a knife or a gun. And the man says, give me all your money. And I'm like, I'm brand new. I've been in the temple 2 days. And I asked the devotee, what do I do now, Prabhu? What do I do? He says, chant Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. And the guy runs away. And I turned to him. I said, wow, the mantra really works. And then my first experience, when I got my mantra card, and all the way home for 2 hours on the bus and subway, chant this mantra and your life will be sublime. And I kept looking at that and saying it over. And at 3 o'clock in the morning, I went to my girlfriend's house. Linda, you know what, Linda? We got to stop this sex. We have to stop all this drugs. And she became Putana. And she threw me out of the house. Get out of here! And I was like, huh? The mantra. Just see the power of the mantra. So nobody can convince me. Chanting has saved me so many times. I remember one day very clearly, deep, deep down in the depths of Kali. I don't think I was ever going to see the light of day. I was deep, deep in Maya, so deep. And I said, I finally woke up. Oh my God, I'm in Maya. What am I going to do? So I said, well, the only thing to do is chant. So I started chanting and chanting. And the next thing I knew, I was back in the temple. I don't know how it happened. I was so much in Maya. But just by chanting, doodle-doop, 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 hoodie-bo! So the chanting, this mantra, it's real. It works. So let us chant. And since we have Mahantasa, we must chant. Because it is a very blessed event when we have Mahanta. Oh, wait, we have a message. Let's see. We have a message. Okay, Hari Bol Sakshi, good night. Yeah, for them it's 3 o'clock in the morning. Yeah, you got to go to bed and go to work. Hari Bol Sakshi, Hari Bol. All right, let's now chant. Hari Bol. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. I got one more really good story. So for a few years, I was working in Westwood as a bookkeeper. And I remember one night, the computers crashed. So we had a computer tech guy that we would call. So he came, and he was trying to fix the computers. And it was going on for like 8 hours, and nothing he did could make it work. So I said to him, I said, okay, let me do something. So I started chanting to the computer and it started to work. And the guy said, I believe. He had spent hours trying to fix that computer. I started chanting. He was like, this is a miracle. I'll never forget. I was thinking of that the other day, that experience. All right, let's chant. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. We have a devotee named Danishta from Australia. She writes, I chanted to my old laptop and it bounced back to life despite the fact that it should have been thrown. Hari Bol, it works beautifully. Jai Danishta. All glories to Sri Sri Guru Angaranga. All glories to Rukmini Dwarkadis. All glories to Jagannath Baladev Subhadra Maharani. Ki Jai. All glories to the assembled devotees and all the devotees on the internet. Hari Hari Bol. May Krishna bless you and protect you. I loved your email, by the way. Aww.